And they got up one morning and they were headed out to look for more acorns. Turkeys just love acorns. I mean, they'd eat acorns all the time. And this little eaglet, he tried so hard the day before, had been just a complete failure. He just tried to be a turkey, and he had failed over and over again. He'd scratch wrong. He'd found himself screeching instead of clucking, and he'd been reprimanded 3 or 4 times for not taking his lessons well and not doing like he ought to do. He didn't do very good at training union, and he just couldn't take it. And so, as they went out this morning, he sort of dragged behind. You know, when you're discouraged, easy to drag behind. And after a while, he just stopped under a great big old tree, and he sort of leaned up against the tree. His head was down, and he was feeling, oh my, there's got to be more to life than this. I want to ask you something. In your experience as a Christian, as a minister, do you feel like there's got to be more to life than this, what you're experiencing? Don't nod your head, just inside. Are you wondering? There must be a lot of Southern Baptist ministers doing this. Do you know the 3 Southern Baptist ministers quit the ministry every day? That's Nashville statistics. And, you know, deep down in their hearts, they must be saying, hey, there's got to be more than life to this. A few years ago, I wrote God a letter. I literally wrote God a letter. I stuck it in my desk drawer and said, God, if there's any more to this business than I've found out so far, I'm quitting at the end of a year. I'm quitting. Now, why was I going to quit? Because I was saying, hey, there's got to be more to life than this rat race that I'm in. There's got to be more to life than what I've found out so far. I had a successful church at that time, 400 or 500 in Sunday school, growing. Almost everybody was happy. It's the kind of, you know, the kind of church that the association would recognize in their minutes. But see, satisfaction, real satisfaction, is not found in outward things. Satisfaction is found in here. And you see, I didn't have satisfaction in here. And I was determined I was going to quit. I'd had it. I'd had it up to here. And I said, God, if I don't find this, if there isn't any more to this, and if I don't find it in a year, I'm getting out. I didn't know what I was going to do. Didn't have any idea what I was going to do. Didn't know what I was going to do. I just remember that I stuck that letter in my drawer because, you see, I was just exactly like that little eaglet was in that morning. I was sort of, you know, I'd sort of had it. I didn't know how to do what I was doing. And I just felt like a total failure as far as life was concerned. But anyway, back to our little eaglet, he didn't know that sitting up in that tree was an owl. And the old owl looked down, you know, he'd been out all night, and it was early in the morning, and he hadn't quite gone to sleep yet, and he looked out over the tree and opened one of his big eyes and looked down there, and there was that little bird down there with his head huddled between his knees, sort of crouched, looking like he'd been run over. And you know what owls say? The owl said, "Whoo!" The owl said, "Who are you?" And he said, I'm a little turkey that's discouraged." He said, I'm just tired of life. I'm not enjoying it. There's got to be more to it than this. And the owl said something to him. Well, I'll tell you what the owl said to him in just a minute. But I want to see if you've been with the turkeys. By looking at the questions that you've got. Now, the answer to every one of the true and false questions is false. And if you've got true, you've been turkey-rized. Now, those of you that got the right answers, don't be proud. You know, it's the turkeys that shove out their necks and go, you know.